Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stokastic here on the Odd Chopper Golf Channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Best 9 Bets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. You become a prize whenever great golf content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. We got a winner. You heard me. Sam Burns gets it done for us. The first W of Lindy's Best 9 Bets. Only took us 5 weeks. Only took us 5 weeks. That's all it took. But when you get somebody who's better than 40-1 to smash for you, over 20 units for the week, it is a beautiful day to be alive. And I'm abnormally happy about this betting card, too. Got to throw it out there. The match play was obviously fantastic when you get the guy you want to have win coming through for you. But this week, I think I've got a pretty good betting card for you, too. All of my 9 best bets. We're going to go through matchups. We're going to go through 2 miscuts, and we're going to have 5, well, 2 top 10s. And then we're going to the outright market for my last 3 plays per usual. But hit that like button as we get going and check out Bet365. If you're in any one of these 4 states, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, or New Jersey. And why? Well, do you like $365 in bonus bets just because? Well, they have that over at Bet365 right now. They're literally putting money in your pockets to try out their product. So here's what you do. You go to the link in the video description box below. You deposit $10 or more, and you bet $1 on anything. It doesn't even have to be golf related. It could be High Alive, for the love of God. It could be, MLB opening day coming Thursday. Yeah, Lindy's Leans Likes Locks coming to you starting on Thursday. That is wild to think about. Should probably learn where everybody's playing baseball this year. Actually, just kidding. I did that this weekend, but very much looking forward to that. If you guys want to check out Bet365 and get a bajillion dollars at 365 to be exact, you can sign up for that right now. Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, and New Jersey. There we go. Found them all. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. But let's get to the picks, shall we? Because we got 9 of them. We've got the Valero Texas Open on tap here at TPC San Antonio. Let's get to it. We start off hole number 1. We go to the matchups department, and just like last week, everything is going to be half a unit across the board. So 4.5 units in. Hopefully we can get you 20 plus coming out like last week. However, with some of the outrights, there's got to be 1 or 2 that have to hit as opposed to the other one, because otherwise it'll be shorter odds. But we'll get to that in due time. We're starting off with Matt Wallace, +115. Versus Davis Riley, -140 over on the DraftKings Sportsbook. And Matt Wallace coming off of a W last week. This is not chasing. This is not me out here trying to say, oh, I think we absolutely need to start investing in Matt Wallace every single week because he's not on the betting card in any capacity other than this one. This is simply me finding a line coming off of a guy that has had some good history here at TPC San Antonio as it is. So yes, he won the Corrales last week, but he was in the final group alongside Jordan Spieth, alongside Charlie Hoffman 2 years ago. This is an Englishman who definitely can find some form from time to time, and boy, has he found it the last 2 weeks. Not just that win at the Corrales, but a 7th at the Valspar, where he gained 9.2 strokes gained tee to green. That is a ton of strokes to gain tee to green. Let me just throw that out there. And you compare that to Davis Riley, who I think is kind of the bougie little pick here this week. He's had some good approach numbers, which can be useful. This is kind of a golf course where there's a number of ways to skin the cat, and I think the most important being the approach game. But at the Valspar, he gained 4 strokes with the putter, and that putter has been hot, cold, yes, no, in then out, up and then down. Yes, shout out Katy Perry. But Matt Wallace feels like the guy feels like the guy that shouldn't be plus 115 coming off of his last 2 weeks, whereas Davis Riley, I have this closer to like a minus 110 type matchup and thought about ramping this up to a unit, but you know, discretion is the better part of valor. Very smart. Shakespeare said that. Even if it wasn't Shakespeare, he might have had a ghostwriter. That's a conversation for a different day. Hole number one, Matt Wallace to beat up on Davis Riley over the course of the Valero Texas Open. Another plus money guy that I've got my eye on in the matchup markets comes in hole number two. It's JJ Spaun going up against Matt Kuchar. And many watchers of this program know Matt Kuchar, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. But this is not 2012. This is not 2016. This is 2023. And other than the Genesis, we have not really seen a whole heck of a lot out of Mr. Kuchar this season. And JJ Spaun, the former winner here at this lovely little golf tournament, he's had his struggles in the early going of this season, coming off of two missed cuts at the Arnold Palmer and the Players. But those fields, exponentially better. Matt Kuchar played in those same fields. Didn't play very well either. So I just want to throw it out there. It's one of those things where I think that when you start seeing guys like this, one who has phenomenal course history, they both played this golf tournament pretty well, but one coming off of a W last year, and then both of them coming off of missed cuts in their last two events. Give me the guy who just won the event. How about that? Plus 115, plus 112, anything in that range that you can find on JJ Spaun, as long as you're getting plus money going up against this version of Kuchar, the 2023 version of Kuchar, I think that's a little bit too high. Going to be hard to keep that off of any kind of a betting card for me. So I'm also looking at Nikolai Høggard being somebody to match up against Kuchar. Lots of matchups involving Kuchar here that I'm looking at shorting, but this one being my favorite as it stands right now, plus 112. If we can hit one of the two matchups, that's profit, but feel pretty good about our advantage coming into both of them based on these numbers. So JJ Spaun, hole number two to beat Matt Kuchar. Because Luke List is on my list of the best things in life. Good stuff. Hole number three. But we're going to have him miss the cut. Womp, womp, womp. It's terrible. It's sad to have to do such things to such a bomber, such a special ball striking talent as Luke List. But this is just a full field event. And man, it's been tough to watch Luke List here of late. I feel like this is a guy that should just have it together every single week. But other than the ball striking, which second in terms of strokes gained off the tee, 11th in strokes gained approach, his putter's broken. Missed three straight cuts, including one where he gained with the putter at the Players' Championship. He's just so abysmal around the greens, it hurts my soul. So he's now missed cuts at the Arnold Palmer, the Players, the Valspar. Definitely a better field at all three of those than what we have here at the Valero Texas Open. But I'm just telling you, Luke List, when you're getting plus money again going this direction, I don't trust the putter in any way, shape, or form, nor should you. He's been positive off the tee in every event since Sanderson Farms last year. It's like 13 straight events, and it hasn't mattered whatsoever, finding no form other than that farmer's insurance that he took the W down last year. It has been tough sledding for Luke List. So again, I feel like plus 130, if this number were closer to plus 110, plus 115, I'd probably shy away just because of my love for this player, but it's not there right now. Until the around the green and putter get figured out, you were talking about the worst around the green putter, perhaps on planet, well, no, that's going a little far. You guys have never seen my brother's putt. They're terrible. But definitely feeling like Luke List, somebody who's a great bet at plus 130, hole number three. Off to hole number four, and we are going to be targeting in on rookie Sam Stevens to miss the cut as well. I have to be honest. It's a little bit of the Shaq meme. I wasn't familiar with the game. Sam Stevens didn't really know who he was coming into this season, but he's definitely made an impression coming off of a third at the Corrales last week. Missed cut at the Valspar, 15th at Puerto Rico, missed cut at the Honda, 34th at the AT&T. Are you getting a trend? Seems like he plays some of these weaker field events pretty well. However, this field, even though it can look a little Corrales this week, is still better. It's still improved. And he hasn't put it together at tournaments like the Valspar and the Honda Classic. And I don't find those fields to be elite by any means. I'm getting a nice plus 128 going this direction, finding in that same range as Luke List. Gotta say, it's just a spot where you have a rookie who hasn't played these golf courses before. And now we're valuing him a little bit more than some of the back end players. And sure, there is some absolute sledge at the back of it. Sledgehammer. It's a good song, too. But either way, Sam Stevens, just don't trust him necessarily at this kind of a number. It's a little bit too high for my liking to, well, it's too high for me not to take a shot on it. It is, of course, him and Luke List, both more likely to be making the cuts. However, you get one of the two across here as well. Similar to the matchup situation, I think we're looking at positive ROI for us. So we're looking for returns. I think that these are nice bolsters to your card in addition to the outright market. So Sam Stevens, watch him just like backdoor a top 10 and make me feel like crap now. But I think he misses the cut. I think he's a great bet. Plus 128 over on FanDuel this week. Before we get to the top 10 market and the outright market, check out Bet365 if you're in Colorado, New Jersey, Ohio, or Virginia. I have to use my fingers to count. It's like, you know, people who can't count on a scorecard. It's pathetic. You're counting to four. Why can't you count to four? Well, whatever, Al. I can count to 365 too. I won't do it because I'm not in elementary school, but you sign up for that in the video description box below. Get $365 in bonus bets right now when you just play $1 on anything at Bet365. So check out that in the video description box below. Deposit $10 or more over at Bet365. And if you're in the great states of Colorado, New Jersey, Ohio, or Virginia, congratulations. You have access to this offer for $365 in bonus bets. The other 46 states, we all hang our head in shame and sadness. But it's only if you're 21 and over. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Alrighty, y'all, let's get back to the pick. To the top 10 market we go, and we're going to start off with the Denmarkian. Yes, I call him Denmarkian. It's one of my best friends, Mess Erskine. Shout out him. Hello, out in Denmark. Former Iowa State golfer with me back on the Iowa State golf team umpteen years ago. Let's not count those. Just saying, Nikolai Høggard is a phenomenal player in the making. We just saw him put up a second at the Corrales last week, but coming into that week, he was my favorite outright. Him and Akshay Bhatia, one went well, one didn't go as well. They both played all right, but Høggard played really well. 71, 65, 66, 68. Sure, weaker field, but so is this. If you've seen him, though, play on the Dubai World, the DP World Tour, I'm just telling you ahead of time, Hero Indian Open, T32, not all that impressive, although that golf course is really, really hard. Thailand Classic, T5, we're talking about T13, T38, T10, T10. He's looked really, really good overseas, and now bringing his game stateside, really nice spot there. Second at the Corrales, almost got that tour card, would have been nice for him. Good job, though, Matt Wallace. You needed it. You're a crazy person. So, Nikolai Høggard, young talent, and we're getting plus 600. And one of the interesting things as you start to shop for odds everywhere, which you need to be doing nonstop, that's why it's called Odd Shopper, is that sometimes you find a top 10 number that's just too good to be true. And plus 600 on FanDuel for a top 10 number, I'm getting 6-1 on a young player that I truly believe has enough form, has the kind of game to perhaps in the next 2 or 3 years be somebody who can contend at majors like the PGA Championship, like the Open Championship, like the US Open. I think he's got that kind of game if the putter can continue its improvement. So he's a great ball striker, bombs it off the tee. Nikolai Høggard, plus 600, considering he's just 50-1 to win. And you've got guys like Aaron Rye, who we'll talk about a little bit later. He's got plus 500 in the top 10 market, despite worse winning odds. I think this is a little bit of a steal. So plus 600, 6-1 on Nikolai Høggard, starting off the top 10 market. To hole number 6, and a top 10 number that also, at better than 3-1, is too good to be true for me, Chris Kirk. Yes, the winner of the Honda Classic. He's turned his life and his golf game around here in recent years, and it's starting to show. 2/3 to start off his season, both at the Sony Open, the American Express, and that victory at the Honda Classic. Went a little by the wayside there at the Players. Missed the cut there, 73-75, but you missed the cut at a Pete Dye golf course with high variance in it. Makes sense to me. Totally fine. T39 at the Arnold Palmer in this field does not look anything like the Arnold Palmer, other than Tyrrell Hatton is going to compete at it, hopefully. But Chris Kirk, we're seeing some really solid stuff across the board from him, especially with the irons in some of these spots. And this is a golfer haven for long iron play, for finding opportunities with the approach to really succeed at TPC San Antonio. He's gained 5.5, 4.3, and 6.3 strokes gained with the approach in those top three so far this season. So you kind of know what you're getting. If those irons are on, you're going to see them at the top of the leaderboard. If they're not, you're probably in a lot of trouble. But the putter's been overall really, really consistent this year, aside from that Players Championship. So I'm writing that entire week off. I think that that's something you should normally do when it comes to the Players Championship and somebody shoots a bajillion. It's just not a spot you need to be all that concerned with. So Chris Kirk, 3-1. I thought about adding him to the betting card. Wanted to put him in at 31-1. Maybe I still will after the fact. Hit me up on Twitter at Eric Lindquist if you have questions, if I end up betting him after all. But as it stands right now, I think it's better to just have that buffer. Top 10 market, plus 320 over on FanDuel, hole number 6. Hole number 7, I'm curious, are you a bourbon or a rye person? Are you a bourbon or a rye person? Well, I'm an Aaron Rye person is what I am. And Aaron Rye, hole number 7 to win this golf tournament, sitting at 55-1 on DraftKings. A lot of people aren't familiar with his game either, but let me just tell you, he is a stalwart coming from the coming over from Old England. Absolute stud over on the European Tour back in the day, and now is starting to come stateside a lot more. Another player that I think just spikes with iron play from time to time, and you want to just be there. The putter's been really, really weak of late, but we saw a top 20 at the Players where he was actually flat with it after an abysmal start to the year with the flat stick. For him, those irons, though, he can gain 5.1 we've seen of late, 2.9 at the Players. It's just a player that I think long-term is somebody you need to have on the betting card, because when the putter gains, it's going to be a W because he's so good off the tee. Incredible off the tee, just overall driving distance and accuracy. Feel pretty good about Aaron Rye on a week-to-week basis in weaker field events. Don't want to be taking too many shots on him at tournaments like the Players, although I wish he was on my top 20 card in that kind of an event, but feel really good about him. 55-1, too good of a number to be passing up here to start off the outright market. Hole number 8, and let's just talk about a guy that we're going to be talking about a lot this week and next week. Canadian Corey Connors to go out and win this golf tournament, plus 2,200, shorter than you've seen on a number of my cards, and still not the shortest player that I have in terms of odds on this card specifically, but the man is gearing up for Augusta, and he just owns that place. Three top 10s, you heard me, three top 10s in a row at the Masters. Yeah, this is his time of the season for everybody to be able to watch him shine. He finished 35th at this event last year. Nothing that's all too fancy there. Not going to be all that impressive. But back in 2021 as well, he lost 3.6 strokes gained around the green and yet finished top 15, finished 14th in that event. Has played this golf course enough times. And I just think when you get one of these ball strikers, again, another player who can just gain tons of shots at the approach. Are you sensing a trend? Are you sensing a trend? I hope you sense a trend there. But somebody who can gain as many strokes with the approach as what he can from time to time, 4.4 at the Sony Open this season. We're talking 3.4 at the CJ Cup at the tail end of last season. That is his specialty. He's going to be pretty flat, positive around the tee as well. Just an overall ball striking genius. Those Canadians, I tell you, a lot of them pretty good. The Mike Weir fellow, he's pretty good too. Don't play him at Augusta next week. Somebody's going to try to recommend him at DFS, and I'm just telling you, say no. Say no to those people. Let him just wear his green jacket in peace. But until then, Corey Connors, this is the time of the season. This is your time. This is your dance. Live every moment. Leave nothing to chance. Corey Connors, hole number 8 on the betting card at plus 2,200 on DraftKings Sportsbook. And hole number 9, I'm so sorry to do this. This is not the kind of example I want to be setting on this video going forward. This is not something you should be expecting from me going forward on these videos either. But I am going to be picking the golfer with the shortest odds on the board. You heard me. Tyrrell Hatton, plus 1,300 over on FanDuel. And one round does not a golfer make. We saw him at the Players. He shot that ridiculous, ridiculous final round that vaulted him all the way up to second. What a recovery on 18, all of the great things. But yeah, 65 on Sunday, that'll get it done at a Players Championship. Or it didn't get it done, he finished second. Didn't win. I need him to win this week. But I find him to just be in the best form out of anybody in this golf tournament by a wide margin. We're talking sixth at the Waste Management Open, or at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, fourth at the Arnold Palmer, and second at the Players. three top sixes. He is putting himself in the mix. And even if he doesn't get it done come Sunday, and we hope that it's Corey Connors or even better, Aaron Rye, considering betting half a unit on each of them, same amount. Just give me the guy with the longest odds amongst them. But I just find Tyrrell Hatton to be unfadeable here in some capacity. Maybe that needs to be somewhere else, maybe in the top 10 market. But we're talking about a guy who's almost like plus 100 in that department. So plus 165 for the top 10 being the best number at FanDuel, that's not something that's all that appealing to me. But 13-1 on FanDuel, yeah, I hate to be that guy who's mixing it in, but he's gained too much with the irons over the course of the last couple events. 8.4 at the Players, 3.8 at the Arnold Palmer, 6 at the Waste Management Open. So I'm building a player-heavy, iron-heavy golf card this week. That's just what I'm doing. I got to stick to my guns here. So I hate to do it. I hate to be that guy who's picking the tournament favorite, but I'm going to this week. He's on the betting card at 13-1. I think you should be on your betting card too. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Best 9 Bets. Head to that comment section below. It's the Masters next week, everybody. If you're ready, I'm ready. We're going to be ready. We're going to be ready to rock. It's going to be good stuff. And the best way you can guarantee yourself a W for that Masters week and free bets galore is Bet365. Check out those bonus bets, 365 of those suckers that they have going for you if you live in Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey, or Colorado. You simply deposit $10 or more in the link below. They're going to give you $365 in bonus bets as soon as you put anything on the board there. So congratulations. I'm very upset that that's not available in Arizona, but such is life. I will be back next week. It's Masters week. Cannot wait. I can already smell the azaleas. I'm not going to be there in person this year, which sucks, but last year was fun. I should probably go now, shouldn't I? Yeah, I'm going to leave now. We're going to get out of here. Until next week, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck at the Valero Texas Open.